The President's Overseas Trip. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden arriving in Indonesia Sunday for the G20 group summit. On Monday, he will be meeting in person one-on-one with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, their first meeting since Biden became president. Both leaders are coming into the meeting with bolstered political standings in their respective nations, with President Xi recently securing his third term and the Democrats gaining control of the Senate. President Biden held a trilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan and the President of the Republic of Korea. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan discusses the meeting.
Following that meeting, they released a joint statement that is really unprecedented in its breadth.
The Arizona gubernatorial race remains too close to call, with Democrat Katie Hobbs maintaining a small lead over Republican Carrie Lake. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich tells Fox News Live that he would like his state to adopt Florida's voting laws.
I think 2 years ago I described it as a cluster, so I'm running out of adjectives. The bottom line is this, is the election officials always have excuses. I remind folks that incompetence is not a crime. And frankly, I think we should just get Florida's election laws and just copy them, just delete Florida, put Arizona in.
A deadly bombing in Turkey Sunday.
Rocking a busy pedestrian avenue in the heart of Istanbul, Turkey. The blast is blamed for the deaths of at least 6 people. Dozens more are hurt. According to state media, police have arrested a person who's suspected of planting the bomb. Turkey faced a string of deadly bombings between 2015 and 2017. Some were carried out by ISIS, while others or by Kurdish militants.
That's Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Turkey's vice president said 81 people were wounded, calling it an apparent terrorist attack. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Police in Nebraska are investigating a fatal early morning shooting Sunday. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Omaha police responded to a shooting call shortly after 4 a.m. local time, discovering two people with gunshot wounds. Both were taken to a nearby hospital, where one of the victims died. Officials say six others arrived via private vehicle to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Police are now investigating, but say an after-hours party was occurring at a residence where a confrontation took place, resulting in gunfire. No indication on whether it was a random shooting.
An unruly passenger with a knife forcing a Frontier Airlines plane to make an emergency landing Friday. Fox's Ted Lindner with the story.
The flight from Cincinnati to Tampa rerouted to Atlanta and landed safely. This after a passenger threatened to stab the crew and passengers on board with a box cutter. A U.S. Navy vet said crew members asked him and another veteran on board to help subdue the suspect if anything escalated. After the plane landed and passengers began to get off, the suspect did not and then instead walked towards flight attendants with his hands in his pockets. That's when another man with a background in law enforcement tackled him, and he was taken into custody. No one was hurt.
Workers at a Dallas animal shelter have been getting death threats.
Dallas Animal Services has called the cops several times this past year after shelter workers got online threats. The agency's Whitney Bollinger.
Most of the threats that we've received online have been threats to euthanize our staff.
The agency says those threats stem from social media misinformation about dogs being euthanized. But those threats have scared off staffers, and now there's a staffing shortage And that does lead to more dogs being euthanized because there aren't enough people to care for them. Also, they're running out of room. So staffers say they don't need threats. They need the community to step up and adopt those animals.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.